I tell you what, it was another solid performance today from City. At times it wasn't pretty, and it did have shades of last week, didn't it? But a 1-0 win's a win, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. You know, the lads are saying that after the game. You know, we always keep saying there's ways to win a game, and you know, going back, not that in any way we're comparing ourselves with the teams in the past, as in, you know, the teams that used to win, you know, Liverpool, Man United, when they used to go away and weren't great, but they got the job done and found a way to win. And you know, I thought first that obviously the goals, you know, fit to win any game, but you know, it was a great move. Dom's fresh aired it, you know, that there'd been a good chance. Challenge had a good chance. So I thought first half played some good football. And we knew second half they were going to come on to us. They probably got the biggest side in the league, you know, for set players.
Yep.
So we knew we were going to have to be really spot on. I mean, Ravel up top's a handful, obviously brought Richards on. Crook 6'3", Taylor at the back, the other centre half, you know, the full back, Powell, you know, they've got a side of really big boys, so we knew there were going to have to be a lot of defending to be done. I was disappointed second half that we didn't get his foot on the ball a bit more, but you know, it's a Northampton 1-2 on the bounce, and you know, I saw him the other night against Wigan, and you know, he's definitely, you know, turned things around here, the new manager, and it was always going to be a tough game, but yeah, great to come away. Second half we were sort of camped in a little bit more than we would have liked. But I thought Doyle were assured coming out for the set players. You know, his hands were safe. And then setting that really late on, they've put a lot of balls in. And maybe Roder's luck the last couple of minutes there. But overall, yeah, you know me, I'd like to play great football all the time. But it were digging in one again, another clean sheet. So, yeah, good, tough place to come. There's no doubt, as I say, you know, they're on the back of two home victories at home. And you know, they've got a good, you know, solid squad. They've got a good squad this season. So I think they'll beat a lot of teams here. So great 3 points.
And it's a strange game, isn't it, football? Because all the talk a few weeks ago was about all the goals we're scoring and, yeah, you know, we can't stop scoring. All of a sudden, we're shutting teams out. Two clean sheets on the bounce, which has got to be pleasing for you.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I do think there are opportunities there for us to score more goals today, as there were last week at home at Rotherham. You know, we just need to be clinical in them moments. But, yeah, I think, you know, you can straight away when they come in after the game, you know, there's a camaraderie and a togetherness about how strong they want to keep clean sheets, and that even goes for the forwards. You know, it's you know me, I always say, you know, clean sheets don't win you the game, they help you win it, because you need a goal, and no better goal than today than Tony McMahon's free kick.
Yeah, I was going to talk about Tony McMahon, a couple of assists on the row, but a belter. He confident he was going to find the top corner there today, because he's so good at them, practice him all the time.
Yeah, he does. I thought the keeper gave him a big area to hit.
We
and,
said that
you know,
before.
We're quite confident that, you know, if he gets it over the wall, because they have a big wall, if he gets it over the wall, he's got a chance. And as soon as he struck the ball, we thought, yeah, great chance, this is going in. Great run by Gilly. You know, again, he's carried the ball, you know, 40-50 yards, which he's done a few times today for us. That's what we need his wide men. Lawsy at times first half was doing the same. They were getting us up the park 40-50 yards with good attacking runs. So yeah, but listen, we said to the lads on Friday, you know, there will be changes in the next two games. You know, it's five games this month. There'll be changes on Tuesday night, just to freshen things up, regardless what the result is going to be today. And we look to go again, but it really is a really big 3 points. And you know, you know, thankful for the travelling army again. You know, great support there. I don't know how many were there.
1,200.
Today. Yeah, terrific. So, yeah, we're in a good place at the moment. Yes, we know we can play better. But in certain occasions in the first half, we played some good stuff. Second half, we were a little bit more defensive. But we stuck to the task and, you know, got, you know, great 3 points.
Yeah, and it's three away games in four games, 7 points picked up. And that's some return, but back-to-back home games now. So we've just got to build on that, Stuart.
Well, yeah, but you just know, you know, you look at some of the results today. I mean, Donny going and winning down at Plymouth, I think 3-0. You know, they
Fleetwood lost 2-4 today.
Yeah, they got Boyce sent off, didn't they, as well? So that, you know, sometimes clouds it a little bit. And when you get beat at home like that, sometimes the next game can't come quick enough. So, but we know what Fleetwood are all about. They'll pose problems. But we've got to focus on ourselves, as we always do. As I say, we'll freshen things up on Tuesday and look to go again. But I'm sure there'll be a good crowd backing us. And it's a good amount of points we've got at this stage of the season.
Has it cheered you up? Because obviously you'll have been following the action at lunchtime. Dare I mention the Old Firm? But half a smile on the face tonight.
I got abandoned at half time, didn't I? yeah, listen, no, Celtic are far ahead of any team up in Scotland at the moment. But I thought Rangers did okay first half, but second half, you know, they've got class players. So it was, slightly disappointing. But, just about made up for it today.
You can just have a half a beer tonight then, Stuart.
I think I'll have more than half a beer.
Well done today. Hard fought stuff and
cheers, lads.
Deserved it in the end.